Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Tainis. The previous Mishnah taught us that as Av begins, we minimize activities that bring us joy. Mishnah Zayin, we learn that the week of Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Av Lios Besocha, the week of Tisha B'Av, our mourning increases. Asur Milasaper Umilchabes, we are forbidden to cut our hair or do laundry. Uba Chamishi, of course, on Thursday there's an exception, which aren't they covered Shabbos. Both of these things are permitted to preserve the honor of Shabbos. Now, Ashkenazim have expanded these restrictions both in terms of what is restricted and in terms of the time in which those restrictions are in place, with some restrictions extending back to Rosh Chodesh, right? As we said in the previous Mishnah, Mishenichnas Av Imatim Basimcha, we call that the 9 days, the days from Rosh Chodesh to Tisha B'Av. And some restrictions extending back a full 3 weeks to the first fast of Shavuos B'Tammuz. Now, on Erev Tisha B'Av, we have we are obligated before the fast begins to have a final meal, the Suda HaMafsekes. At this meal, Lo Yocha Adam Shnei Tavshilin. One should not eat two cooked foods. You can eat one, but you should not eat two cooked foods because, again, we're minimizing the meal, and it's not a feast; it's a morning meal. Morning, MOURN, right? A meal of morning. And additionally, lo yochal basar, one should not eat meat at this meal, even if that's your one cooked dish. Velo yishtei yayin, and one should not drink wine. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Yeshane. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, not necessarily. One should change his normal meal. We are in mourning, and so it should be more restrictive. But not necessarily, you know, less than two cooked foods and no wine and no meat. Just less than usual. So, for example, if one usually would drink 2 cups of wine at a meal, at the Suda HaMafsekes, he should only drink 1 cup of wine, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, the halacha does follow the Tanna Kamma, that we don't drink wine, we don't eat meat, and we don't have more than one cooked item. In fact, Ashkenazim extend that don't drink wine and don't eat meat all the way back to the beginning of the 9 days. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Bekafiyah Samita. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, for the Suda HaMafsekes, you're also obligated to overturn your bed and sit on the floor and lay on the floor. And of course, obviously for Tisha B'Av as well, as was the custom at the time for mourners. The Chachamim did not agree with him, and the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. And so one does not need to overturn his bed. Now, nowadays, we actually don't do this even for mourners. It's not something that we do. And so even mourners then overturn their beds. So certainly, we would not need to do it for Tisha B'Av and Suda HaMafsekes.